Y'all already know what it is. Man, y'all already know what it is. Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. I'm your man, Earl B. And today, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Today, I got something really, really special. The reason that it's special is because I got somebody that I've been knowing for over 40 years of my life. I'm talking about, this dude go back to the Boys Club days, man. And this dude used to talk a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? He used to talk a lot of shit with this basketball. And me and this dude became real good friends. Not just from sports. I mean, because, you know, me and him, we talk about sports all day, all night. But when we got to really talk about this music opened up a door. The bond and the friendship with this guy is incredible. This dude give you the shirt off his back. I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to just keep it a buck. This dude has, he didn't even know he was my damn therapist. I just talked to him about stuff all the time. Real life stuff. You know what I'm saying? When you got them kind of people, he didn't turn me away. You know, there's a difference when you got people and, you know, they act like they too damn busy. But this brother always, man, no matter what it was, if I needed some hot joints for an event, whatever it was, it didn't matter to him, you know. So today on the sit down, I got my good friend, my brother, my fam, confidant, whatever it is. I got Marcus Short in the building. What's up, Mark?
What up, Earl?
Yeah, man. You know. Yo, I got Alan Howard in the building. Alan, what's good?
What is it, man?
Yeah. So, check this out, man. You know, Mark, you put this, today, man, you was really, you know, killing them with some old school joints, man, today. And Mark, I'm gonna call the people at Facebook, man, and make you bail. Because I'm going to make you bail. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, for those who don't know, Marcus is in jail.
Facebook jail. Let's Facebook clarify jail. That. Facebook jail.
Yeah, Facebook jail. So, I didn't even know the hell you can get in jail on Facebook. Yes. What kind of shit is that?
Post a naked picture right now and you'll be in there in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's how they go.
Sometimes.
But people actually had to tell on you.
With me, since my name and my page is a compete offender, as I post something, before I hit post, I'm blocked.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. So let me tell you about this podcast. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, peace, love, joy, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belden. Welcome to the sit down. You know, welcome to the sit down. So, this is the first segment of an episode that I don't even know the damn name of it. He told me the name of it, and I don't know what it is.
He just gave it to you, bro.
Yeah, man, and I don't know what it is, man. The misconception of music, whatever. I don't know what it is. I'm going to let Marcus tell y'all the name of the show. Y'all know it's about a sit down. That's all I know. That's all I know. I'm just over here working the buttons, man. I'm just saying, man. I work for this dude. Marcus Ewing in the building. What's up, baby?
You got it, man. Yeah, you rang out to me today. You asked me to come down and do this podcast for you. Come on, man. You know all you got to do is ask. I'm there.
Oh, man. Yeah,
ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, man. I remember. Hey, Mark, man. I remember, man, when I used to do my radio show. And I remember, you know, I used to do my radio show. I called Mark up, man. So we was doing this tribute show, right?
Right.
R.I.P. Robert Harris. We was doing a tribute show, right? So I told him, I hit Mark. Both of y'all niggas named Mark.
Right.
I hit Mark DeJune and I hit Mark Robinson, right? So, you know, we wanted to do this special thing, man. And so, you know, I had a bunch of brothers get together, man. And Mark, we got to bring that back.
Yeah.
Because that show we did, man, we had Sean Copeland. We had L.S. Flash. L.S. Flash. Montel. Mark Robinson.
Mark Noll was ready to come on board.
Yeah. So, you know, we got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to bring that back, Mark. Yeah. I mean, today, man, with this music, Mark, I'm going to just tell you the real deal, man. I can't even understand that shit, Mark. Hey, Mark, hold on. Listen. What in the hell is a whoopity whoop? What is that, bro?
You tell me.
What? Hey,
you tell me.
How can you get the panties when you whoopity whoop?
When it comes to the rap, I don't even listen to it. Hey, I let my kids enjoy it because they got to have their thing. The R&B, some of it, I ain't going to lie, the new stuff, I still might listen to it.
Yeah, I get down with some of it.
But as far as me, when you get my ride, as you see, I got a flash drive. Yeah. What that flash drive sell on
that? I already know what
that flash drive sell on that.
That's the 80s.
That's all 80s.
That's the 80s.
All 80s love songs.
Yeah, you know, I know how you get down.
Over 800 some songs. That's what I ride to.
You know,
believe it.
Check this out, man. You know, music has always been an expression of art. You know what I'm saying? Music also gives the opportunity to express yourself. Now, with that being said, it deeply touches the soul. But music also brings out personal feelings, all right? So I know, you know, music helps to get away from, you know, sadness and loneliness and all of the things that you go through. But today, in a nutshell, all right, we're going to talk about this new series. We're going to talk about what we're going to do. And Mark, as you always said, that Earl, we're going to talk about people. So if you hear your name brought up, blame Marcus.
Always. Anybody that knows me know I'm gonna keep it 100 anyway.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna discuss this old school music, Mark. So here's what I wanna ask you, man, right out the gate, man. What does old school mean to you, bro?
Old school mean to me is my therapy. It's therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
I can have the roughest day, put on a certain song, and within about 20 minutes of listening to some good old R&B, I'm back and ready to do anything like nothing ever happened.
Absolutely.
It's therapeutic for me.
Absolutely.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? I work out when I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
To slow music. People are like, man, how can you work out with that? My workout is for the bedroom. It ain't for real life.
Okay. Yeah. So, therapeutic. So, would you say, man, that because, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot, even in these times right now, man, a lot of people are going through a lot, man. Would you say that, you know, music is definitely an outlet for people?
Most definitely, if you're allowed to be.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in a nutshell, for Lovers and Others, LLC, how you come up with the name, bro?
For Lovers and Others, first I started off with my name, Marcus Guin Incorporated.
Okay.
But a guy that I was dealing with at the time, which I'm going to go back a little bit, he was finding buildings to do parties and good DJ friend of ours.
Yeah.
DJ Fresh.
Absolutely. Shout out to Gary.
Shout out to Gary and DJ Fresh. A lot of people don't know this, but when Fresh and his one individual named George was doing parties, I was the money man.
I paid for
the parties or whatever.
Absolutely.
Never wanted to die that one. I just wanted to see Fresh and George do their thing. Because at that time, I was living another life that we ain't going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
So
That's another podcast. Yeah.
And maybe movie.
So,
coming to Netflix.
I used to do that for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything just went from there.
Absolutely.
And my hat, under my name, and George always told me, put it in a fictitious name so if anything was ever to happen,
you can't be sued.
It can't come back on you. So I thought about the lifestyle I was living and things that was coming in the face. Like, people always ask me, what does For Lovers and Others stand for?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what the lovers stand for?
Absolutely.
And at that time, it wasn't as deep as it is now,
because
I'm great to be 100 with you.
Yeah.
They were still in the closet.
Yeah.
So the others is those who done came out the closet.
Absolutely.
Now you figure out that is on your own. So I won't nobody say I'm, you know, since everything you say now,
absolutely.
Like my boy Nick Cannon is in trouble.
Absolutely.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Absolutely.
So we go, others is for what you know it is. Then
absolutely.
So for lovers and others, that way I cover all All genres.
At all bases.
All bases.
All bases, man. So,
and then everybody don't know what LAC is. Educate yourself.
Yeah. No, Google it. Google it. You know. So, you know, we got Alan Howard on this first trip, man, with us, Mark, man. Alan, so what does old school really mean to you, bro?
Man, I'll tell you what it means to me, man, this day, with all these things that are going on in this world.
Right.
We are so lost out here.
Yeah,
and music, that good R&B, things that you could put on, like that good dad's band, you know, that R&B.
Yeah.
I can think back to a time when I'm hitting 55th Street, and I'm riding 55th Street, and I got that heartbeat slapping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just calmed the nerves of anybody that was around.
Right.
Whatever was going on, my brother, they let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to get back to. Because it's not enough good music out here.
Yeah, see, I told them, you know, when they listened to this, you know, as I told them in the beginning, as I gave them the snippet that I was about to go back. All right. Now, I remember sitting in your basement.
If them walls could talk.
I remember sitting in your basement making cassette tapes for me and you to ride to.
Cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes. And picking out certain joints.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell you always had the albums hid from me, man, been them days, man? What the hell was going on, man? We supposed to be boys. I'm putting this stuff together. Here he comes out with the abracadabra move and presto. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, the cassettes was bad.
Hey, because the only thing about it, you always wanted what you was familiar with.
Yeah.
So after I let you get that, yeah. I'm like, but you forgot this.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he would do.
You
know what I'm saying?
This.
Because here's the thing. I mean, this. Hey, man, listen. This is no lie. I would come over to Mark's house probably about 2 or 3 in the evening. We making consist of about 6 or 7. Now, trust me, we done started this shit over, you know, because we got to get this right. So we get done. Got to check it out, you know. Got to check it out, right? So, man, Mark, from cassette tapes to LLC, for lovers and others.
Well, hold on. Let me take you a little further back.
Yeah,
I actually started out doing 8-tracks for my uncle, Dirty Dave.
Shout out to David Dunn.
He paid me when I was 6-7 years old to make him some 8-tracks.
Yeah. Shout out to David Dunn.
That's how far back I go.
Yeah.
So to all you DJs out there, if you ain't never recorded an 8-track,
you ain't did nothing.
You're not a real DJ, and that don't mean to offend you. That's just keeping it 100.
I'm telling you, man, I used to fuck up my mama's 8-track tapes. R.I.P. Ollie May, baby, I'm sorry. But I had to have that George Clinton on there. You know, so Mark, man, you know, I don't know, did you have a process? Because hell, all I know is when I got in the basement, it was just music everywhere, man, and we just started getting in, man. And now, you took it to a whole new plethora. Did you even have a damn process back then?
Yeah. The process that I had, which some people didn't understand, and I didn't understand until a young lady I was dating further in life brought it to my attention.
Yeah.
She was like, when I listened to one of your CDs, it sounds like it's telling a story.
Okay.
And I'm like, I ain't never thought of that.
She's
like, what do you be thinking about when you be making them?
Yeah.
I said, well, it contains on what mood I'm in.
Right.
If I'm making it for a woman or for one I want to be with, it's going to be things that I want to say to her.
Absolutely.
But the music is going to say it. And she just said, damn, you're good.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'm like, it's nothing that was planned. It's just something that just, if I'm in a certain mood and I sit down to make a CD nowadays or back then, a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And like you say, see, I used to hate Earl when he came over. See, Earl couldn't come over with a 60-minute tape.
Yeah,
the 120. The 120. You know what I'm saying? The 120.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. First of all, let me tell you how that happened. I'm going to tell you what he said. Mark said, man, go get some blanks. Right. He said, go get these blanks. Now, Osco.
Right.
Osco. Hey, this is before all that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This Oscar.
Well, actually, Skaggs back then.
Skaggs. I go to the, you know, I go get these cassettes. They got the 120. I ain't never heard about no goddamn 120. I ain't know what it was. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get these. I'm going to get these. This is what it is. I get these cassette tapes. This nigga say, ah, so for real? What happened to the 60s?
Right.
Hey, man, I ain't even, hey, they ain't had no 60s. First of all, I ain't even looking for no goddamn 60s. I was trying to hurry up and grab, I ain't grab this, get to where, you know, because we, hey, first of all, I'm going to tell you this for real. This is a true statement, man. We was making these goddamn cassette tapes because we about to go to World's Fun.
Believe that.
Listen, after 6 o'clock, we used to get in for what was it, 6 after 6 or some shit like that.
Five hours before 10.
Yeah, something like that. So now, we here recording these cassettes, because I'm riding with him. We going to the World's Fun. And, man, I didn't even know 120 meant 2 hours. Listen, the tape going, I'm like, damn, Mark, we only halfway through with this. He like, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, it's a whole nother side.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother side.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, man, Mark, man, I'm talking about, man, we had so many great times, man. And I'm talking about, you put out many, many, many CDs, man. And right. you've mastered the game when it comes to
that. As a matter of fact, when I got my first CD burner, when CDs really took off.
Yeah.
It was like 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
I used to put my CDs in Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, and I was outselling national artists.
Yeah. Yeah.
My CDs number one sellers in Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. Structure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you put the songs together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, here's the thing about it, man. I'm going to just keep it real. He the one who showed me the game on getting in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, it's nothing that I could not get from Marcus. No, hold on. Probably his damn tennis shoes or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, no,
you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, man, listen, man, I probably could get anything other than that. Right. We done did all this shit shopping. We done did all this, right? Listen, man. This boy, we had to, you know, you got to be fresh going to World of Fun. First of all, we don't know. 9 times out of 10, we ain't going to ride no goddamn rides.
No,
we're
going to be flying.
We ain't doing none of that. So, this one particular time, man, people used to ask Mark about this group called Mass Production. Wow, remember that definitely. Joint? That joint with Pleasure, exactly. Right? And Mark really didn't want you to know what the joint was. He just tell you, you gotta get it. I'm like, that's smooth. So people used to be like, yo, what is that joint, man? You know, they used to know the name of the group, but didn't know the name of the song. Or they knew the name of the song, but didn't know the group, right? So, man, I mean, I can talk about so many joints, man, that we really put into effect, man. Mark, I'm going to tell you a joint, man, that we killed the game with, man. Confunction Not Ready.
They wasn't ready for that, man. They wasn't ready. And I got to give props. Like I said, you know I give props when it's
yeah, real. Absolutely.
I got to give props to our boy, Tony G.
Yeah.
Tony G turned me on to that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I knew about Confunction.
Yeah.
Everything else. But
yeah.
Not Ready and the other one that a lot of people don't know about, put a little coffee, put a little sugar,
yeah.
A little cream in your coffee.
Yeah.
I'll set you out okay.
Absolutely. That was it, man.
Tony turned me on to that.
Yeah, Tony told me
I give props to us, dude.
Absolutely.
But Tony didn't know when he told me about something. I would always go get it and do something, put my own little twist on it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But I give props to West too.
Yeah.
Like, rewind a little bit. When I got into this journey, I probably was like maybe 4 years old when I started taking my uncle and my uncle Dirty and my auntie Nene.
Yeah.
I used to start taking their music.
Yeah.
And just started keeping it and started recording. So I just started collecting music at 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how I got over to it doing my thing. And then when I started coming across certain people like Tony G and them that had music. And I would just see people, okay, you got that? Okay. Next time they see me, I had it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Well, I had another thing with okay, but you would sleep on this one.
Yeah.
I know someone's like, oh, so yeah. You think you slick. No, I ain't slick.
Yeah.
We just gonna educate each other.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We had fun, man. And we all did it in sport, though.
Oh, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? We all did it in sport, man, because I mean, Tony turned me on to some joints. I'm gonna tell you a joint, man, that you turned me on to, and I heard it, and I didn't mark it because I was gonna play it at a party. And, it was by Confunction. Give Your Love to Me.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Boy, you turned me on to that.
Most definitely. Boy. But you know what's on the flip? You know what's now that song? See, this is how cold I used to be. I got fell off a little bit. I used to be able to tell you the album it was on.
Yeah.
Which side right. It was on? Yeah. Which part of the song? Yeah. And the year the album came out.
Yeah.
I'm still good with that
one. Yeah.
That's on the Touch LP.
Absolutely.
That's on side two.
Absolutely.
Song two.
Absolutely.
On the other side, song two is that. Can't Say Goodbye.
Yeah, see, that was another other thing. I was gonna bring that up, but I was gonna bring it up at a later point in the view. But since you brought it up.
See, a lot of people don't know about that.
They don't know about
that. The flip sides, like I say, them B sides, man.
They don't know about that song, though.
You know about the function, you know you gotta play both sides.
Hey,
got
man,
to.
Hey man, right now, I mean, you know, I wanna really talk about old school. I wanna talk about old school for real.
I swear.
This boy right here that I'm about to name, Alan, this was his boy. And I'm talking about it from the Chevy to the Maxima. I can bet my whole bankroll we gonna hear some Major Harris.
Oh, yes.
Oh, most definitely.
That was your boy.
Most definitely. Huh? Most definitely was some Major Harris.
Hey, come on, man.
Come on, man.
They didn't even know about Major Harris,
come
man.
Come on, man. Most definitely you know, some Major they Harris,
really,
man.
They really, hey Mark, I'm going to tell you man. This. Hey, man.
I always ask people before Unsung, tell me the group that he used to sing in before he went solo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't know that until they see it on Unsung. Because he wasn't the lead singer in the group, the Temporary.
So.
Before he went solo.
So now, here, let me ask you this, man. Because, you know, me and you go music. We go music to music. We was at a party and an uneducated person who didn't even know about Ray Goodman and Brown.
Oh my God.
Boy, Mark broke them off because they tried to say that Ray Goodman and Brown was the first original. That was the group. That's how it got started.
Right.
Boy, when this boy eyebrow go up like this, you in it. I said he let him have it. And it just goes to show that people, we love music. I'm just saying we love music. Mark, I can name another group, boy, that I don't care what we doing, this song is going to come up. Mother's Finest.
Oh, yeah. Mother's Finest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Love Changes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remade by who?
Jamie. And Mary, a bunch of people remade it.
That's the 2000s.
And you know.
1987, it was made by who? Him and Melissa Morgan.
Oh.
Kashif.
Forgot about that. Kashif. Forgot about that, man. That was, Kashif was a bad boy,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Kashif was a bad boy.
Man.
After Are You the Woman, he came back and redid that
Love Changes, man. That was, Kashif was the boy, man.
Come on, man.
Kashif was the boy.
I got some, catch it. Let them know lunchtime tomorrow on Facebook. By 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do some snippets.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you some Kashif.
Okay, man.
I'm going to give you some Kashif.
Okay. So, Mark, let me ask you this, man. What is one killer slow song that you can think of right now nobody really got up on? And why you think they didn't get up on it?
Well, see, because a lot of them, like, I really didn't know until I met the guy and was talking to him. I always thought when I first heard it from Robert Harris that the group Omni sung this slow song. But come to find out, Al Hudson did it when he had his group Al Hudson and the Partners.
Yeah.
Before it became One Way.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Now I can't think of the name of the song. It's the killer slow cut, though. It's going to come to me.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I did it first, but Al Hudson did it.
Yeah.
When I was talking to Al Hudson about it at Starlight when last year he was here, and he said something about the song. I'm like, man, Omni sing that song. He's like, who is Omni?
Yeah.
So I let him know, and just before Google and everything,
right?
He's like, somebody owe me some money.
Absolutely.
I'm like, man, I've been hearing this song since the early 80s.
Yeah, man.
He's like, man, I did that song in 1977, something.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
Man, I know what you're talking about, too, man. I can't remember that.
Man, it's a cold, slow cut, too, man.
Boy, you turned me...
It's cold, slow cut, boy, listen. Man. I'm trying... You if I have my phone, I can get on my phone.
You turned me onto a joint, boy, by the Planters.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Come on, man.
No, listen. This is rude. I'm just saying, listen. My mama had this album out.
The Platters. Oh, yeah.
My mama had this album, man. And so, I could, you know, because, hey, people don't know. The Planters, this song that I'm particularly talking about, I think, Mark, this song that you turned me on to came out in what, 1959 or 1960?
Probably 1958, 59.
Something like that.
Because by the 60s, they were starting to dismount.
So, here's the thing about, 50s. I'm talking about, man, right now, put this joint on, they don't know who it is. And it's killer. So, I mean, you know, and that was another one of them abracadabra moments. You know, I told y'all about this. So, Mark, man, what makes old school so powerful, man?
The lyrics.
Absolutely.
The lyrics. Yeah. The lyrics are just so plain and so true, and they spoke. Music then was from the heart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Most of this R&B stuff, not like these young folks, I don't knock, but Jacquees is not the king of R&B. He never will be.
He said he's the new king of R&B.
Yeah, for the new millennium.
That's what he said.
For the new millennium. But like I said, it ain't about, R&B ain't about what you gonna do on your body parts in the bedroom. Yeah. It's about the lyrical aspect, but like I say, you ain't even got to say nothing to her. How many times we... See, back in the day, we was driving. Yeah. 2 hours.
We didn't talk.
We didn't have two seats. We had that one. And we let the armrest up. Yeah. Where was the girl at?
She coming right
up front of your home.
Absolutely.
And you put that 8-track and that cassette in, and you ain't had to say nothing. Yeah. And by the time you picked her up... And of course, back then, we couldn't go home with her. So by the time you picked her up and got to Swope Park, she was already in the back seat.
Already ready. No, met you in the back. Excuse me, I'm gonna go back here.
I'm already back here.
You know what I'm saying?
You can turn that up a little bit.
So, I mean, you know, Mark. So, all right now, and I'm not. First of all, I want everybody to know we are not no goddamn experts. So, don't hold us, dude. These are all jokes. Hey, we just having fun, but we gonna keep it real, Mark. This new school slow music. I just had this discussion with Alan earlier. What he tried to do is he tried to throw a curveball at me. I'm gonna just keep it real. And this is how I feel.
What he do?
And this is my opinion. And I'm gonna let you chime in on it. He asked me, who is the hottest artist, R&B artist, right now? And this is what I told him, just on some real shit, Chris Brown.
New school wise?
Chris Brown, and the way it's going, I'm talking about Chris Brown. I ain't saying that he's going to be Michael Jackson. That's not what I'm saying. But the boy, presence.
He's starting to fall off though.
He is, bro.
He's starting to fall off.
Is getting becoming important.
Right. The drugs are starting to take him off. He's starting to fall off. But R&B and pop, he was more commercial than me. He was more pop than R&B. You know what I mean?
He was a little
but he's a bad boy though. You know what I'm saying? He was a bad boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then before, as far as the performing wise, I still would have to give it to Usher before I give it to Chris Brown.
I mean, but Mark, calm down. Listen, man.
Chris Brown can't fuck with Usher, man, on the stage.
Listen, man. Mark.
Can't fuck with Usher on the stage, man.
Listen, man. We was at the Chris Brown concert, man. At the Sprint Center.
Chris is a bad boy. Ain't gonna take that away from
him. Listen, I'm talking about this is the first time I seen him here, but I seen him in Texas, and this shit was crazy. Now, me and Mark, we stand on the side. We were, you know, by the stage, we were chilling. This boy left the front stage and performed for the people in the back. So the people in the balcony could see him.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen no shit.
He's an entertainer.
I mean, the boy, after that concert that me and you went to, that boy flew to the roof. So now, I'm just saying, I mean...
Yeah, but you talking about performance-wise, though. But in his music, like you say, now that has become more commercial, more pop. When he first came out of R&B, he was killing the game. Yeah. I agree with
now,
you.
I give Usher his too. Now, yeah. I ain't taking away from Usher.
Right. But both of them somewhat done went more pop, more commercial now. Yeah. So to me, right now, as far as the R&B and it's more like the neo-soul, what they call.
Yeah.
The female is killing right now. Absolutely. And that's that. What's her name? Janae Aiko, whatever that is.
Aiko.
Oh. Beast.
Yeah, she's a monster.
Beast.
She's a monster. She's a monster.
Beast.
She's a monster.
And LMA ain't too far behind.
No, where I was geared to boy.
Yeah, LMA ain't too far behind.
Yeah.
You know.
It was this other chick, man. I was listening to the Neo Soul. They got this Neo Soul thing on YouTube, man. And it's got, man, I can't think of the chick name. Six Black and another chick, man. She's coming up in the game, man. She's a monster. I'm a thinker.
She in a group or she solo?
No, she's solo. Hmm. She's coming with it, man.
But so, as far as the somewhat, when you say new school, when I say new school, I'm talking about like the 2000s groups. Yeah, the 2010, yeah. The new group, yeah. Like that. And as far as the group, yeah. Wise, studio wise, these brothers are tremendous. But the last few times I've seen them in concert, that ignorant stuff they did on stage, I kind of like lost respect for, and that's Jagged Edge.
Really?
Listen, man.
Lyrically and studio, they are a beast.
They still want
to. But I seen them on stage, them dudes did three songs, dropped the mics, walked off, and told the promoter, we done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I told the promoter, I said, bro, I don't know you, but if you want to get some of that money back, get them back on the stage, I'll roll with you.
Absolutely.
You don't do that, man. They just hit the line.
Yeah.
Did three songs, man, and walked off.
Yeah.
I lost respect for them, man.
I used to mess with them.
Well, see,
I lost respect for them when they did that.
Well, see, man, you know, there's a few groups, man, that did that, man, that kind of, you know, sit wrong with me, man. H-Town did that.
Oh, H-Town did that? I've never seen H-Town in concert before. They did that before?
Yeah, man. And I was kind of pissed off by that.
What about Jodeci?
Jodeci ain't never did nothing like that, because Jodeci gonna get your show.
And see, a lot of people think because the one brother that's so far gone that they don't like seeing Jodeci with, but I got to give KC props.
Absolutely.
KC carries him, his brother,
yeah.
Man. KC puts on a show.
Absolutely.
Puts on a show. He refused to leave his brother at home. He said, man, that's my brother.
Yeah.
I'm gonna carry him for life. Yeah. All he gotta do is sit on stage.
Absolutely.
KC is a beast. Bad boy, man.
Yeah.
Bad boy. So but another people church. That I was telling that one artist is going back to my R&B that shocked me when I always say when I was at Higher Learning. When I was at my Higher Learning Institution, you know what I mean? 9/11 work.
Yeah.
I was in there with this guy.
Yeah.
Who come from a real, real famous R&B family.
Yeah.
And he was always be on the piano singing and stuff. Like, man,
yeah.
Man, nobody gonna buy that garbage, man. That shit. And I was always teasing.
Yeah.
When he got out in 93,
yeah.
He went 3-time platinum.
Yeah.
Chico the Bard,
Chico,
my boy.
Man.
I sure hope he get his life together, Chico, man. Chico the Bard. I'm the network with my boy, man. Yeah. He just sit there talking about his brother, you know, Bobby. Talking about the group, you know, how he wasn't old enough to be in the group, but he got him to do his own thing.
Yeah.
I can call Chico right now, man.
Yeah.
He'll talk to him, but I always tell him, how you doing? Yo, Marcus, man, you know this demon is eating me up, man. Come on, Chico. Shake that, man. You seen what it did to Bobby. You seen what it's doing to your family.
Yeah,
a beast, man. Play every instrument, man.
Let me tell you this, man. Chico was a monster.
Yeah. A monster.
Hey man, that first album he came out.
Yeah, he dropped Long Time No See, man.
Yeah,
he was with me. Yeah.
And that's the stuff. He was in Leftwood singing. That I used to always tell him, man, ain't nobody gonna buy that garbage. Just mess with it.
Yeah,
shit went 3-time platinum. Man.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Now first and foremost, Mark, I'm gonna just take this away from old school. It's still old school, but we ain't talking about old school slow music. God damn it, man. Me, you, and Biz Markie's kicking in your basement. And crack jokes. Man, shout out to Biz, man. Do you still talk to Biz, man?
Yeah, I can bring the phone to Colin right now. He's doing a podcast.
Yeah,
I can put him on there with us.
Yeah, man. We're going to do it. When I perfect that Zoom, it's happening.
Yeah, the diabolic Biz Markie. That's my brother from another mother, man.
That used to,
Made him in 1988.
Tell you, man. We did some stuff, man. And I'm going to tell you this right now, man.
I brought him here to do a show, and he stayed a whole month.
Yeah. Yeah.
He stayed a whole month.
Real talk, man. Real talk, man. Yeah. I'm talking about.
He used to mess him up. They used to come over in the basement. He'd be sitting in the, he'd be laying in the bed.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. I'm talking about, man. Big shout out to Biz, man. Biz was, hey, man, this was it, man. Mark, Quiet Storm, Love After Dark, all these little titles, you know, in my opinion, it's my opinion, I'm just keeping it buck. Tony G killed all that shit.
Yeah, Quiet Storm in the 90s, early 90s?
I'm just saying, Tony G most killed all that.
Like I say, another thing about that. Ain't no knock for Tony, and he knows that, because Tony has unlimited music, and it's phenomenal with the music.
Yeah.
But I left Tony with all my music when I went away.
Yeah.
To keep for me and Tony.
Yeah.
So, for almost 5 years, Tony never had to play the same record twice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's for real. That's for real.
Real talk.
I'm talking about, man, you know.
Way back when he was in the Quiet Storm, he killed it.
I'm talking about way back, man. Hey, any one of them.
Put Tony on the map.
Either one of them.
Either one of them.
He killed.
Couldn't the DJ on any radio station fuck with Tony?
That's what I'm about to say. Nobody. I mean, there was a lot of people that tried. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Here's the thing, man, that I'm going to say, man. Most people don't want to give props to other people.
Shit, I don't know why not.
Because we come into this.
But that's the thing with our race, though. Yeah. I mean, we don't pat each other on the back, give each other love. We always trying to compete with each other. That's what I say. When I told you said we're going to talk about DJs, I'm not going to talk about them in a bad way.
Yeah, no, we ain't.
I'm going to give props, and I'm going to give 100. I'm going to give the truth about how everybody came up. Like our boy, my brother from another mother, LS Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
Been my guy ever since day one.
Absolutely.
Like, on Flash one day, I made a joke about this girl was talking about Flash. Oh, Flash was on there last night. He was killing. I said, yeah. Flash one of the only niggas I know. There he is. Look, he's coming in now. He's
coming in the dump.
I told this girl. I said, Flash one of the only niggas I know that took some old cassette tapes and put them on CD and he killed it now.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, "Hey, you hating?" I said, "I ain't hating ass Flash. Me and Flash got the Robert Harris tapes."
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. LS Flash coming to building.
LS Flash in the building. My family. What's up, Flash?
This is so, you know, phenomenal. Right. Hey, Mark, I'm going to just tell you right now. The podcast I did with LS, man, is in the top 5 of my podcasts out of all 9 of my series. So, you got to spice this shit up if you're trying to be in the top 5.
Almost definitely. Ain't no shit, man. Hey, come on.
Hey, first of all, hold on. This is what I'm saying. I told people that I wrote questions. Marcus, did I write questions out for you?
That looked like some essays you wrote to remind yourself of what to say.
You know.
Where the questions at, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Where's real questions at, man?
Questions on
we
the
talk
paper,
about this
man.
Music. Where the questions
you
at?
You know what I'm saying? So when we talk about this old school music, man, we talk about this old school, man.
Now, hold on. Flash.
Yeah.
The one cut that the group, he might know right back, I can't think of that song we're talking about. Omni did it, and everybody thinks by Omni, but it was actually by Al Hudson and the Partners, that one's bad slow cut that they got. And it ain't the Omni, Don't Be So Selfish, it's that other one that Robert Harris turns on, too. I can't think of it right now.
Because Pee-wee was asking me about that, too, man.
I can't think of that joint.
It's a cold, slow cooker, though.
Yeah, I can't think of that joint. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of that joint, man.
You Make It Happen. They did that one.
Yeah,
that ain't the one.
Nah,
that ain't Girl Don't Be So Selfish With Your Love.
Nah, both of them. Nah, they ain't the one of them.
No.
Yeah, I know both of them are off the bat.
Yeah. So, Mark, if right now, I'm just saying right now, man, if we just said, hey, we just gonna put a group together, we gonna kill them with some joints, all right? I'm talking about we gonna give it to them. What's the first 5 songs, man, that you gonna drop?
First 5 songs I'm gonna drop, that's still, a lot of people might not know these, because, you know, I'm a favorite for the B-side. You know what I mean? Like the one I'm going to turn them on to, the one I asked Flash when he first got to doing the live thing. I said, Flash, you got to give me that motivation.
Yeah, yeah. They don't even remember that.
Please say no.
Yeah, they don't remember that.
Sir.
And then another one that I played today that I didn't know was by this artist. till I happen to be going through the album, playing the right song. Everybody know Magic Man.
Yeah.
Robin Winters and Fall. Uh-huh. The other cut by him, everybody know. Mm-hmm. When Will My Love Be Right?
Absolutely.
But everybody would sleep on Do It Any Way You Want It.
Yes.
That's the cut I play. Bro, I would sleep that on that.
Hey, amen.
Do it any way you want.
Do it any way you want. That's Robin Winters and Fall.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Everybody know Chuck Stanley for what? Day by Day.
That's how, yeah.
That other one I played was on the B side of that Day by Day album.
Yeah.
Chuck Stanley.
Yeah, man.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm the B side man, man. And then tomorrow, I'm going to kill him with a Mexican group that they probably don't even remember. But the Mexican group was pretty prominent. They used to be on that show, Solid Gold. You just come on back from 77.
Absolutely.
Man. You know the Mexican group I'm talking about? Had the song called Together and Going to Find Her. The Mexican group was called Tierra.
Oh, yeah, man. Tierra. Hey, man, that was it. They had, hey, man, they, hey, you know what? They made a lot of hits, too, man.
And I got them on 45.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. I'm going to tell you, listen, I'm going to tell you a 45 Robert Harris gave me. Man, and this was, man, stop me. RIP to my dude, man. Listen.
Yeah.
He gave me that 45 Diamond Feathers.
Oh, yeah. Bad man.
Come on, man. Hey, boy. Diamond Feathers was it, boy.
I don't mean to interrupt y'all's session.
Come on, man. Come on over here, man.
I saw you. Who sang that? It was a guy from Kansas City.
No.
It was a slow song called I Saw You. It kind of got the beat like how Motivations Please Don't Say No go.
And it was a guy from here?
Yeah, it was a dude from Kansas City. It was a nice little cut too, man. Slow cut.
I
have
to hear.
I can't think of that motherfucker's name.
A lot of people didn't know until I did just looking through some records that the man used to own 3G's. What's his name, Gene? Mm-hmm. You know he had a record label back in the day, right? Did you know that?
Talking about Mr. Newsom?
No, 3G's used to have a club. 3G's.
Oh, Gene. No. What?
He had a record label called 3G's Records. I just saw him at the crib.
What?
First song on there, Jackie and Onita, Turn the Rain into Sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, second song on there, the second LP I got, Ronnie and Vicky. Baby, we can make it.
Yeah.
Right. Or, You Left Me at a Bad, Bad Time.
Yeah.
Ronnie and Vicky, 3G's Records.
Oh, wow.
Gene had a record label.
Oh, man, yeah.
Didn't know that until I got to looking at the album.
That probably would do. He was probably on that label too.
But see, Tony might get a little mad at me about this record. I'm just going to give a little glimpse of what we done found out on this next episode that we're going to do
Absolutely.
With something else.
Absolutely.
That the man who was sponsoring most of these local groups and that right there.
Yeah.
Mr. Gilbert Dowdy.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. Shout out to my uncle, man. You know what I'm saying? Uncle man was
executive producer on all this stuff I'm telling you.
Man. Hey. I was just talking. Hey man, Uncle came down, man. I had just launched my cigar thing, man. And he was like, nephew, really proud of you, man. He said, boy. You know, I was like, you know, just thinking about some of the joints, man, that he used to turn me on to. So, Mark, you know, I was in show out mode because he was all down there. So, everybody like, dang, girl, you know, this your mom's old. He's like, yeah, you know. So, we talking. So, I said, he see this Japanese whiskey I got. He said, oh, okay, nephew, you like that? I said, yeah. He said, but hold on. I said, I got my scotch and bourbon game from you. Right. You know, so big shout out to my uncle. This is some real deal.
Right.
Man, he turned me on to see, I thought I was, you know, first of all, shout out to Juice, shout out to OC, you know how we go. You know how we used to get down, Mark.
Most
definitely. Listen.
Most definitely.
Listen, man. He turned me on to this Johnny Walker Black, right? So I thought that was like the epitome of the epitome, right?
Right.
So one day, you know, I come. He said, nephew, that ain't it. Johnny Walker Blue. I said, man, what? Hey, man, you know, big shout. Hey, man, you know, real talk.
Shout out.
Real talk, man. I mean, from coming from, man, how we used to kick it more. And I'm going to just say this, man. We're going to get back to this. But we had we always, man, did it to the fullest.
Oh, yeah.
We had fun. We did our thing. Mark, this music, man, this, you know, a lot of people talk about this old school, don't really know it. LS Flash plays it. Dink plays it. Fresh.
Well, like you said, like I told you from the jump, yeah. You got the name of DJs, I'm going to keep 100. I'm going to talk about
I mean, Dink plays some joints.
Dink's lacking. That my boy, Dink's lacking.
Yeah.
I can't give him that props on that. I can't.
None?
Not on the old school. None.
Okay. Moving right along.
School.
No. So, no.
Like I said, ain't no diss.
No.
This
none
is
of
my
that.
Opinion none about the survey about, like I said, it's only a handful of people that I would give props to as far as the old school that I know got it, that know it. Like I said, take away YouTube, take away Google, it's a lot of guys out of college that DJs ain't DJs.
Okay. So, here we go.
And
here we go.
Real talk. Now, if you want to name of DJs, I can give some history of them.
Hold on. Before, I just want to give all you DJs a round of applause for Marcus Ewing. Tell me, who is who? So now, in this segment right here, Mark, I just want you to tell me, man, you know what I'm saying, the DJs who got it and don't got it.
As far as what? Well, here we go. As far as old school, I would say old school music. Yeah. I ain't going to say the creativity and all this.
Yeah, I ain't talking
as
about
as far as the old school music.
Old school, I'm talking about old school like how we listen to. Old school like how Flash.
Exactly. All right. First and foremost, because he's here, I got to give it to my man Flash. Because we go back long as far along as me and you do.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, me and Flash come under the umbrella of one of the coldest to ever do it, Mr. Robert Harris.
Absolutely.
He's no longer here.
Absolutely.
Of course, we got to give Tony G his props.
Oh, man.
This is way before KPRS.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, the one that's going to shock people the most, I always tell them, as far as R&B and music, it's only one person that I know, right off the bat, personally, that can shut me down.
Who's that?
Arthur Davis, a.k.a.
God, dog, what? What?
You ain't never seen his
collection?
You ain't never been to his house since collection?
Hey, boy, that boy collection is
stupid.
Now, I'm going to tell you got a collection.
Can't touch him.
Now, I'm going to tell you got a collection.
Can't touch President.
He might be able to give him, he might be able to give him a run for his money.
Who?
Greg Watson.
Can't fuck with Mr. President.
Nah, he can't mess with
President. Can't fuck with President.
I'm saying.
I'm talking about his collection of music. Can't fuck with President.
Nah,
and that's not a stab at Greg.
No.
Greg's my dog.
Yeah.
Greg, if Greg ever see Mr. President,
Greg
he'll tell you the same thing.
He ain't got
come
shit
on, man.
Stacked all the way up.
Yeah.
A whole third floor, don't he, Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whole third floor he got stacked up music, man, and categorized.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the man got gospel, blues,
jazz,
R&B, pop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but ask me this, though. Another thing, like I try to ask certain people. Can a lot of these guys out there call themselves DJs? Can they play the Blue Eyed Soul Brothers consistently and have it in their hand, or do they got to Google it?
They got to Google it.
You know what I'm saying? So they're not real DJs, right?
Okay. So, I mean, if that is...
That's because, my clarification for real DJ. Yeah. If you can't go get it out your stack and play it, you ain't a real DJ. Take away the internet.
Yeah.
You're not a DJ.
Yeah.
Or call it what you call it. Like you say, I'm not a DJ.
Right.
I'm a music collector.
A collector. We so just like music.
And I got all genres, man.
Yeah.
And in a heartbeat... I put that motherfucking Elton John on my ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
You know what? Here's what I want to ask you, Mark. Top five groups right now. Who's in your top five old school?
Right now, old school?
Yeah.
All right, ain't gonna never change.
Top five.
One Way Confunction.
Yeah.
Switch.
Yeah.
Dazz Band.
Yeah.
And then the fifth one would be a toss up. The fifth one would be a toss-up between probably Gap Band, the original Gap Band, and then as far as R&B, group-wise, the last one,
it'd be
a toss-up.
See,
I already named the top one. Oh, most definitely. Slave.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Slave.
All right. Okay. Top five male.
Top five male solo artist? Top five old school?
Yeah, old school.
Oh, without a doubt, man, Luther's number one. Luther's number one.
Luther sang the pants.
Luther's number one, man. And then the second right off me for me, Peebo.
Hey, man, real talk, man. People still sleep on Peebo's work, man.
Peebo.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
People still sleep on him.
You know what I'm saying? Peebo.
Yeah.
Number three right off the bat for me, a lot of people sleep on, had a lot of hits that I didn't know of. So undercover shit I'm just finding out about.
Yeah.
But everybody only know him for me and Mrs. Jones. Billy Paul.
Hey, man. Oh, Billy was the
Come on,
man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Billy Paul.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That album with me and Mr. Jones on, had way more cuts on it than that.
Man, that man was incredible.
Yeah,
man.
He was cold.
You know what I mean?
He was cold.
That man was. Instead of another group I came to, up to group, I can't forget the Dramatics.
Yeah, y'all gotta get them. Gotta get them.
Can't forget the Dramatics, man. Got to get Dramatics. Yeah. There's another solo artist that was killing the game for me that really did some things as far as the R&B tip solo wise. A lot of people say he can't sing. He's crying all the time, but the man done wrote some goddamn motherfucking hits though, man. You remember how these New Millennium Babies is made off of him? Mm-hmm. That's the crying that nigga they talking about, Keith Sweat.
Hey man, Keith Sweat, man, consistently been doing it.
That's the crying that nigga. And then lyrical guy that's killed the game as far as, he really ain't old school, he's somewhat new and old now.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys don't know, when I was in Atlanta in 2004, 2005, a local cat right here, this dude had 15 songs on the CD.
Yeah.
This local cat here wrote 12. Ernest Bishop Dixon. For Joe.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Joe. Bishop wrote 13 out of 15 songs for that man. But because Bishop didn't know the industry.
Yeah.
And he signed on that point shit.
Yeah.
He's been getting fucked.
Yeah.
And that album that Bishop helped write them songs on.
The one, the first one or the second?
The third one.
Oh, okay.
That sold the most.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Bishop didn't get hardly, he didn't get no money for that, man.
Yeah.
Only credit he got was a shout out Joe did on the song. Ernest Bishop Dixon is a songwriting extravagant little motherfucker.
Yeah.
Personality wise, he's fucked up in the head. He know I tell him that.
Yeah.
But boy can write some songs, man.
Yeah, man. He did put in
God,
work.
Man.
He put in some work.
But the industry didn't know the game.
He put
signed
work,
that shit,
man.
And the industry fucked him, man. And he to this day he's still getting fucked, man.
Top five females, man.
Top five females solo.
Solo.
Come on, man.
Solo.
Anita Baker, Stephanie Mills.
Yeah.
Stephanie Mills. Oh man, voice is ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Anita Baker, Stephanie Mills, another solo women that I like. I'm starting to. I gotta go back to when she used to rap, man. She started out rapping. Everybody else started rapping. Like that Takeaway on Sunday, we know she started out rapping. Angie Stone.
Oh, man, come on, man. Angie Stone had
the Angie B sequence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another girl that I just found some albums that I got. I dug soft, didn't know she had that many albums. Stacey Lattice.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, boy.
Stacey Lattice.
Hey, man. Hey, Allen. Flash. I'm gonna tell y'all niggas a story, man. But me and this nigga was making these cassette tapes, man. Get ready for Worlds of Fun. I couldn't think of the name of this other Stacey Lattisaw song, because we would always come with "Where Did We Go?" Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
This abracadabra ass dude right here came with the other Stacey song. I couldn't think of it because I'm like, man, I got to put this on the joint. But then I got so caught up on Omni. Mark, tell them.
They got another Omni song now. I think Just How Bad I Want You Love.
No, that ain't it.
Tell my son to bring
my phone. It's on my phone.
Tomorrow, bring my phone. Check this out.
That's
Mark.
Your son.
On some real deal.
Yeah,
that's the box. Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray.
Tell them how crazy that's about Omni.
Oh man, ridiculous. Omni has some Omni. Stuff.
And now hold up, no. No, I'm gonna tell you another one. Mark.
But a lot of people sleep because they said I redid the Ray where she actually did the Moment song when you bought it up. A lot of people know regular
rap. Love on a two-way street.
Love on two-way street.
That's the one I'm talking about. I could never think about that. But here's another thing I want to say, Mark. This is for real. And you know, Mark, how crazy was I about the group Sun?
Oh, ridiculous crazy. Sun has some hits.
Yeah, man. Sun has some hits, man. And you know what? If you just now checking this episode out, I want you to raise up your right hand. I want you to gently bring it down on your right cheek. Slap the hell out of yourself, because, hey, I'm telling you, this is sit down. This is, you know what I'm saying, you know, Mark. So, you know, why don't you tell everybody, man, the name of the podcast, man, because we're going to jump this series off, man, and we're going to do this thing,
the
man.
The name of the podcast is The Misconception of Good Old School Music.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Misconception. Of good old school music.
So, Mark, I got some people that said they want to come on here, man. You know, I got this one guy, man, called Mark the Shark Robinson.
Let's make it happen.
You know what I'm saying? He couldn't make it tonight. Said that he definitely want come through. I got another guy, man, that said he wants to come through, man, by the name of Myron Ford.
Hey, no, hold on. Now that Flash is here,
yeah,
I ain't never said it to him. I'm always in Facebook jail and I can't respond to him. Yeah. But I'm going to put him on the spot right now.
Yeah.
Can I come on one of your live, man, and you know we do a tag team?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, I ain't got my shit set up for all that. You know, yeah, I ain't got no problem with that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta
have what you gonna be using, yeah, set up to everything. What you gonna be working with?
I ain't bring nothing but maybe a Flash, and you hook it up, and as you play one song, I'll say play it out. And we just say that's coming.
Sounds like a battle to me.
I can't battle my fam.
On this joint, man, because, you know, I don't want to wear people out, because I'm going to think about people, man. Their attention deficit is, you know.
Okay.
You know how we are.
Come on with it.
So, what song would you say
what's up with
that when we went to the club or the house parties or whatever, what song would you say would always pack the floor when it came on in our day?
In our day?
Yeah.
Slow song?
Yeah.
Oh, man, are you talking about the mid-80s, the early 80s we was in high school?
Absolutely.
Hey, goddamn Magna Force, Share My Love.
Share My Love. Oh,
boy, that's what I was about to say. Listen. Magna Force, Share It Down. But I'm going to tell you, Mark, this is, Alan Flash, he know that no matter what, when I was selling my love cassette tapes, man, I got to put the legendary slow song on here, man. And Marcus be like, man, why you always got to play that goddamn Roy Ayers? You know what I'm saying? But you send me, Mark, you send me.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, and Roy Ayers, man, that boy, man.
Shit, and that New Horizons, I can't tell you.
New Horizons.
Oh, man. They rushing the dance floor for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey,
man.
How Junior Ren start off his slow stuff? What do you say? All ladies better grab a guy.
Absolutely.
You always start as two-step slow thing off like
absolutely.
That.
Hey, y'all, this, you know what I'm saying? This podcast was sponsored by Africana Art. You know what I'm saying? If you need some art, make sure you come check out Africana Art right here, Location 1 Building. Big shout out to my boy, Africana Art. This podcast is sponsored by Cascade Media Group, Kansas City Business Association. You know what I'm saying? This podcast is sponsored by Exquisite Living Cigars. You dig? Yeah, man, that's my new baby, the new adventure, you know. So, Mark, man, episode 2, man. What we gonna do on episode 2, man?
Episode 2.
Well, we didn't talk about no people this episode.
Mark. Not really. I didn't go through it. Because you didn't ask the questions to me. He threw it back.
So, I mean, next episode.
So I wanted you to lead me into it so they wouldn't think I was hating.
Ah, okay.
You know how first they're going to say, oh, that nigga on there. Hey, I ain't hating. I'm going to keep running, man. But I kind of did it. I just said their names when I told them.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys is internet DJs. I see so many people, man, doing their thing. And I be like, dude,
we can't even.
When did you ever become a DJ?
Yeah.
There's a difference. That's why people always say, well, DJ. That's why first thing I tell them, I am not a DJ.
Yeah, yeah. What we doing next show, man? What we doing, man?
We're going to part 2 to this and go a little bit more in depth about this music. And hopefully our boy Tony G will be here.
All right. Check this out, y'all. Make sure that you share this episode. Make sure you tell somebody about the sit down. I'm going to just keep it a buck with y'all. To sit down, you know, we get together and we just chop it up. We have conversations that's free of judgment. And you can always share your truth with respect. I'm your man, Earl B, y'all. This next episode, y'all better get ready for it. Me and Mark is showing. And whatever the name of it is.
Peace and love.